The Brighton Little Theatre opened in June 1940 with a production of Candida by George Bernard Shaw. The year before, a group of loyal people from a number of dramatic societies had come together to take over a studio and art gallery tucked away at the end of Clarence Gardens. The building was originally the Clarence Baptist Chapel. Una Wilson, one of the original members, recalls how they painted and hammered while fitting lighting and old cinema seats. Props were borrowed from friends and relatives, and costumes created from rationed remnants. The more elaborate gowns were borrowed from a theatrical costumier. During the summer months, the blackout presented additional problems to the cooler months, as gasping patrons would have to wait until an interval before all the lighting could be switched off and the windows opened to let in fresh air.
Actor Donald Sinden came to give his first stage performance there. One day, he received a phone call from his cousin to say that he, the cousin, had been called up into the RAF, was in the middle of rehearsals at the Little, and would Donald take over his part? Sinden, a teenager, was working locally as an apprentice joiner. One of his performances was seen by a director of Brighton Theatre Royal, and from then on he had two jobs. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. he was a joiner, from 5:30 p.m. till midnight, an actor. From entertaining the troops in southern England, he went on to seasons at Stratford, the West End, and tremendous international success in British movies. All from a phone call to stand in at Brighton Little Theatre.